Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, February 28th, 2018. Welcome to day 405. Hope Hicks will resign as White House Communications Director. Hicks, one of Trump's longest-serving advisors, had been considering leaving for several months. The New York Times, Bloomberg, and Politico are reporting that her resignation came a day after she testified for more than 8 hours before the House Intelligence Committee. She refused to answer many questions during that appearance. Meanwhile, the New York Times says Hope Hicks did tell the House Intelligence Committee that she sometimes has to lie for President Trump. After an extended conversation with her lawyers, however, the White House communications director insisted that she has never lied about matters related to Russian interference or possible collusion with Trump associates. In more Mueller news, CNN says Robert Mueller's investigators have been asking witnesses about Trump's business activities in Russia prior to the 2016 campaign. Mueller's team has been asking about the timing of Trump's decision to run, any potentially compromising information the Russians may have against him, and why a deal for a Trump tower in Moscow fell through. NBC News says Mueller's team is also asking witnesses whether Trump knew about the hacked Democratic emails before they were publicly released, and whether he was involved or aware of WikiLeaks' plan to publish the emails. Investigators have also asked about the relationship between GOP operative Roger Stone and WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, and why Trump took policy positions so favorable to Russia. Next, CNN and The Hill say Trump attacked Jeff Sessions on Twitter for his disgraceful handling of an investigation into potential surveillance abuses. Quote, "Why is AG Jeff Sessions asking the Inspector General to investigate potentially massive FISA abuse?" Trump tweeted. "Will take forever, has no prosecutorial power, and already late with reports on Comey, etc." End quote. He added, "Isn't the IG an Obama guy? Why not use Justice Department lawyers? Disgraceful." End quote. Yesterday, Sessions announced that the Justice Department is looking at whether the FBI properly handled FISA applications to monitor members of Trump's transition team. Next, the Mercury News and Washington Post say ICE arrested more than 150 suspected undocumented immigrants in the Bay Area 2 days after Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf publicly warned of imminent ICE raids in Northern California. ICE Deputy Director Thomas Homan called Schaaf's decision reckless and said that 864 criminal aliens and public safety threats remain at large, end quote. Schaaf, however, said she didn't regret sharing the information.
"It is not my wish to panic people, but to ensure that they're prepared with information, that they know their rights as well as their responsibilities, and know about the resources that this community offers. My information did not come through official channels. It came from multiple sources that cited extremely credible sources for their information. They do not wish to be shared. My understanding is that this is ICE activity and that it will be Bay Area-wide. I did seek legal counsel about what my obligations are in this situation. And while I am very committed to being a law-abiding citizen, I feel confident that my sharing this information, because I did not receive it through official channels, is legal, and frankly, it's my ethical obligation."
Schaaf also said that she believes it is, quote, "Oakland's legal right to be a sanctuary city, and we have not broken any laws. We believe our community is safer when families stay together," end quote. Next, The Guardian and The New York Times are reporting that the Department of Housing and Urban Development agreed to spend $165,000 on lounge furniture and $31,000 on a dining set for Ben Carson's office, while the Trump administration proposed a $6.8 billion budget cut to the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Details of the furniture purchases were revealed after a senior career official filed a whistleblower complaint that she was demoted for refusing to break a $5,000 spending limit on improvements to Carson's office. And finally, the New York Times says United Nations investigators have accused North Korea of supplying Syria with the materials used in the production of chemical weapons. North Korean missile technicians have also been spotted working at known chemical weapons and missile facilities inside Syria. And in the polls, CNN says 83% of Americans are in favor of continuing DACA. The program has support from 94% of Democrats, 83% of Independents, and 67% of Republicans. Quinnipiac says 54% of Floridians disapprove of Trump's handling of the issue of gun violence, while 50% disapprove of Trump's response to the recent school shooting in South Florida. And another Quinnipiac poll says 38% of Floridians approve of Marco Rubio's job performance, an all-time low. Rubio was criticized following the shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School earlier this month for his stance on gun control reform. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Democrats flipped state legislative seats in Connecticut and New Hampshire, bringing the total number of flipped seats since Trump was elected to 39. The latest marked the 5th and 6th seats flipped in 2018. 2. Reigning NBA champions, the Golden State Warriors, traded a White House visit for a trip to the Museum of African American History with a group of students. 3. The NRA asked Trump not to raise the age limit for buying firearms. Instead, the NRA asked Trump to pursue school safety programs, which the White House plans to unveil on Thursday. And 4. A teacher was arrested after firing a gun inside a Georgia high school classroom and then barricading himself there for about 30 minutes before he was taken into custody. No students were harmed. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keyser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.